You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with one of our favorite guests. We've got Dante Vittoria on. He's the founder and CEO of the Vittoria Group in New York, New York, for more than 30 years. Dante has been running his own firm, the Vittoria Group, which has a broad experience in working with companies of various sizes to fulfill its clients' financial needs. We're going to talk about when the best time to grow and expand your business is. You know, it might not be when you think. Dante, what's happening?
How are you, Jim?
I'm on fire when you're on the other line.
There we go, man. Listen, some good news and some bad news real quick. They did catch you singing.
Okay.
That's the good news. The bad news is if they would have caught me singing, you would have had some FCC regulations coming down on you tomorrow. So lucky for you.
You're too funny. I love Joan Jett, though. That's a catchy little tune. So listen, Dante. Listen, somebody has a company. They're trying to figure out what they should do with it. You know, it's summertime, so they've got a little chance to think about it here in South Florida. So they're calling you and they're going, Dante, what should I do with my company? What should I look at? Should I raise more money? Should I grow it? Should I sell it? What do you tell these people?
Always great questions. You know, my biggest, and I take this very serious, but I like to put a little humor in it. You always tell somebody, listen, you want to take on a partner, you want to give up equity, you know what you get? You get money, but you get opinions. And you're the master of your own domain. That's why you started your company, because you didn't want to work for somebody else. You wanted to work for yourself. So taking on partners, giving up equity, selling your equity, in my humble opinion, really not a good idea unless it's the only option you have. Debt. Take on debt. And don't drown in debt, but take on some debt. Or even if you have to, a convertible situation where I'm going to give you 20% of my company, but I'm going to give myself an option to buy it back at a predetermined number. And when I hit that number, I take my equity back. You've made your peace. You've made your interest. And everybody's fat and happy. And we can do it again. I'm not a big fan of giving up debt.
You mean giving up equity?
Excuse me. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right also. I think that everybody who is an entrepreneur wants to be their master of their universe. And I think that sometimes the only reason that you sell equity or you do a merger is because there's something in your company that you don't have that you can't get with debt that you need to do the merger for.
That's right. And, you know, people will make mistakes. They'll come to me and they'll have a great business. And they'll walk in with, you know, a Shakespearean epic of a business plan. And, you know, I hate to listen to, you know, say this to your listeners, but the secret sauce is I'm not reading anything more than 5 pages. I don't have the time. And I don't have we don't have the knowledge of the intricate knowledge of your business. I don't know what it is that the next person does. I know my business. I know what makes sense to an investor. I know what kind of returns people are looking for, how long they're looking to hold that investment. Really, what I want to know is who you are, what you do, what the market is, use of proceeds, and my exit strategy. When am I going to get my money back? Do I want to invest with you for 30 years? No, I don't.
Yeah, the first thing I want to know on a real estate deal is how am I getting my money back? When am I getting my money back? What has to happen for me to get my money back? That's my real goal when I'm investing in a real estate deal, and I think it's got to be the same thing for a company.
Same principle. You know, what's your worst case scenario? What's your best case scenario? Pretty much, you can set your watch. The best case scenario is probably never going to happen. You hope the worst case scenario does, but you prepare for it just in case. You know, some people use different words. They'll say, I make my product. You don't make your product. You make your bed. You manufacture a product.
You know, people say to me,
and
they go,
they'll look at me funny. You know, they'll look at me funny and I'll say, well, what happens if your manufacturer goes out of business?
Oh, no, look.
What happens? Well, he decides not to manufacture your product. He changes his industry. He retools.
Oh, now you're talking about
He's not in plastics anymore. He's in something else.
Yeah, you're talking about guys getting their stuff from China. That stuff's moving like rapid fire, you know? In fact, I have a friend. He's flying to China. He's going to be there. He left today. He's back on Tuesday. He's just going to check out the status of the building products. You know, people give me projections on real estate deals, the pro formas, and they hand them to me, and they go, well, what do you think? And I go, well, I think one thing for sure. And they go, what? I go, that this ain't happening.
Right. Very creative.
This ain't happening. Now, what's going to happen if it's worse? What's going to happen if it's better? You do this, I'll buy you a steak. But it ain't happening. So really, the question is, how do you evaluate the variables?
Well, you evaluate the variables, or I do anyway. And, you know, I've only been around for 32. Boy, I hate saying this. 32 years now. You look at the guy. You size him up. You say, okay, tell me something. Your background is in technology. You're a tech guy. You've been in tech your whole career. Yeah. And now you want to open up a restaurant. Why? What makes you think you can run a restaurant other than you know how to order a meal in a restaurant? Do you know anything about purchasing? Do you know anything about licensing? Do you know anything about the Board of Health? Where do you get your tablecloth? How do you hire your staff? And you got a guy with, you know, maybe the guy's got more money than he needs. And money's not usually the answer. Because money, believe it or not, and I know your listeners will say, who's this guy? Money's the easiest part of the deal.
100%.
The hardest part of the deal. That's putting a good deal together to get the guy who's got the money to invest in it. The money's the easy part.
Yes.
You know, you can look at plenty of places and the strangest places and get money. But who in their right mind would invest in that restaurant with a tech guy for 30 years? Now he wants to go, you know, be a restaurateur. I want to be on the senior tour in the PGA. Not happening. I got my own clubs. I got a bag. I got a nice shirt and everything, but not happening.
Well, you got to come down here.
That's great.
I got guys down here that want to take your money. So, you know, you come down here, play a little golf. My friends will take you out. You can drive the golf course. They may beat you, though. You know, you never know about that.
Jim, I got guys in New York that take my money on a regular basis.
You don't have to come all the way down here? That's terrific. Well, listen. I want to leave folks with a couple of good thoughts. We've only got a couple minutes left. So you tell me, if I'm sitting here, I want to expand my business. Give me your two pearls of wisdom, the two rules that I have to follow if I want to expand my business.
Give the VC or the investment banker the short, sweet facts. And if there's an issue, be upfront with it. Listen, I know I can get to X, but I've got a manufacturing issue, and if I can only get over that hurdle, I could be here. That's music to my ears because I know the guy who can get you over that hurdle. Because I've met him. He's got the same problem. He's in a situation where he's great at manufacturing, but he can't sell. So now I've got a very easy deal. I take my manufacturing guy, who's weak in sales, my strong sales guy, who's weak in manufacturing, and there we go. We make NewCo. And you own a piece, and he owns a piece. I'm going to invest in it. I'm going to make X dollars per quarter, per year, whatever we want to set up. I don't want any of your equity. I'm not your partner. I'm your banker. The second thing, when you go to a VC guy, and I know people love to watch Shark Tank, you might as well watch cartoons. That's not real. Those folks, as good as they are, and they're good people, and they're rich people, and they're smart people, they're not giving you money. That's sort of reality TV at its finest. People will think they do, but there's that little, you know, that little catch clause on page 87. Well, if anything is misrepresented, you avoid the deal, blah, blah, blah. Very, very, very rarely do they make their own investment, and they'll put in other people's money. You're going to invest with, you know, I'm not going to say a name, but one of the sharks. They're not putting their own money in. They're going to go out to me and say, listen, I want to invest, you know, $750,000 in this. Okay. And I'll get five guys, and they'll put the money up, and they'll get a piece, and it's called OPM, and you know what that means, other people's money. That's the best way to do it. I say this. I say never, never, ever give up your equity, because once you give up your equity, what have you done? You've devalued your company. I don't care what these, you know, the kids from MIT say, well, the valuation, baloney. My company is worth X to me. If you don't see the value in it, hey, that's fine. Thank you. I'm going to go find somebody who does. Kick the tires. It's not an easy thing. If it was an easy thing, everybody owned their own business, and everybody would have a one-man or two-man business. It's just that simple. It's not easy to run a business. You got to have a lot of stomach. You got to have a lot of heart. And you know what? If you think you're going to own your own business and work 40 hours a week, think again. You're going to work 40 hours a day for 4 or 5 years. And, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, your holidays, forget it. So that's you got to really be married to that business if you want to succeed.
So, Dante, if people want to reach out to you, how do they find you? Well, phone number, internet, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The website, our website is the Vittoria Group LLC.com. 212-618-1508 is our office. We're on 14 Wall. They can go to the Dante's Inferno, which is always a lot of fun. You get a little more of a little insight into my real, you know, personality and what I do. And, you know, no matter what it is, my philosophy in business, and I was told by some very, very great men over the years who taught me as a young guy coming up, be honest, be direct. And if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck and it waddles like a duck, it's a duck, man. There's no disgrace in being a duck. Be what you are. If you're a manufacturer of X, manufacture X and be good at it and take pride in it. But don't try to be something you're not. Don't be the tech guy who thinks he's going to be, you know, a great restaurateur. You're not. It's just that simple. There's no secret sauce. There's no magic wand. Just not. Be what you're good at. Do what you're good at. Find what you're good at. Find your passion, and then go for it. And you know what? If you fail the first time, pick up yourself, dust yourself off, and say, hey, that was an experience. What did I learn? What did I do right? What did I do wrong? Correct the wrongs, keep the rights, and you're that much closer.
Dante.
Remember the old days? I'm sorry. Do you remember the old days with the Lehman Brothers? They used to tell you the Lehman formula. You make 100 calls a day. 10 people listen. One person buys.
Well, Dante, listen.
You do that at the end of...
Dante, I want to thank you so much. I got to wrap up because I'm running long on this, but I want to thank you so much. One more time, the phone number and the website.
212-618-1508, thevittoriagroup.com.
Dante, I hope we're going to get you on again soon.
Very soon. Anytime you want, Jim. You know that.
You're the best. Dante's Inferno, Dante Vittoria, the president, CEO, founder of Vittoria Group, the VC guys in New York. Thank you so much, Dante.